Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play.
So Hooters bringing us back. I love that song. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. It's just you and me. And as I wrap up our 18th anniversary week of the Small Business Advocate Show, I want to talk to you about red herrings. You know the term red herring? You've heard that term before? Well, I'm going to warn you about a personal red herring. And, you know, English fox hunters once upon a time dragged a red herring in front of a real fish in front of their hounds to distract them from the scent of that little furry guy. Well, in time, this practice produced the metaphorical red herring, which is an attempt to win an argument by diverting attention away from the real issue. That's what they did. The fox hunters would drag the herring to divert the attention away from the fox, right? Well, a metaphorical red herring is when someone introduces a red herring in a negotiation, for example. It can be a handy defensive tactic if you introduce a red herring into a conversation, a negotiation. But sometimes we use personal red herrings, which is essentially when we lie to ourselves. It's one thing to use a red herring as a communication tactic, but when we use them on ourselves, it's unproductive at best and destructive at worst. Shakespeare addressed this issue in perhaps his most famous play, Act 1, Scene 3 of Hamlet. Polonius said to his son Laertes, "This above all, to thine own self be true." If you can't be true to yourself, you can't be true to your dream. And a false dream is an entrepreneurial atomic meltdown waiting to happen. Perhaps the most difficult challenge is knowing when to continue to keep believing and when to move on. And the dilemma on these horns could range from a small piece of your plan all the way to the actual validity of your entire vision and the viability of your, literally, of your business model. One of my mentors taught me how to face a go, no-go decision by asking this question. I brought him a challenge one time that I was working on, and I said, I don't know what to do. I don't know what whether to keep working on this or not. He said, "Here's the question to ask yourself: do you have a fighting chance, or just a chance to fight?" The key to success in business and indeed in life may be as simple as divining the answer to that question: do you have a chance? Do you have a fighting chance, or just a chance to fight? One way to tell if you're dragging a stinking fish across the trail of your own dreams is by doing something another mentor taught me: checking your position. Here are three examples of checking your position. Have you conducted enough due diligence to find out if your plan has a chance of success? Just telling yourself things will work out, if you just tell yourself that without having done the due diligence, that's a red herring. That's a personal red herring that you've allowed to get in your way. Here's another one. Is your activity resulting in any success? Are you seeing anything that looks positive from what you're doing? If you are, then okay. If you're seeing some movement, something's catching on, there's a hook in there somewhere, there's response of some kind, maybe that's the early stages, right? But if not, if nothing is working, if there's nothing happening, convincing yourself that you just need to work a little harder may be masking reality. It's probably a personal red herring. And a third one, are your assumptions performing? If you're only consuming resources without creating opportunity, you must ask yourself, am I on the wrong trail or am I on the wrong journey? Your assumptions, when you're when you are creating a business plan, when you're starting following through on an idea, you're developing something that you everybody makes assumptions. When you project how are you going to do something, when you imagine entering the marketplace, when you look into how much you're going to charge, how much you're going to pay for things, how you're going to grow all those things, those are all assumptions. But if your assumptions aren't producing something and all you're doing is burning through resources like cash, at some point in time you have to say, am I on the wrong trail? Meaning I just need to make an adjustment. Or am I on the wrong journey? Meaning I need to do something else. When even small successes can be found mixed in with failures, you may have a vision merely in need of adjustments and worthy of extra effort. But in order to evaluate all this, small business owners, you and me, my friends, we need all the facts that we can get our hands on. And we need the truth. We need the truth from all parties, especially from ourselves. Using a red herring for fox hunting and negotiating, those two things, but not on yourself. This above all, my friends, to thine own self be true. Hope this helps you think about that. Remember, I love this line from that mentor of mine. Do you have a chance? Do you have a fighting chance or just a chance to fight? I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back to wrap up the hour and to wrap up our anniversary week. After these messages, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for staying with me. I'll be right back. You better make it soon before you break my heart. I want to be with you everywhere.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.